Well, for the final time, it's a joy to say welcome to Mission Road Bible Church. It's a truly historic day in the life of our church, as you are aware. Today, we will gather together in this building for the final time after almost 70 years. Worship has extended to the Lord from this facility for the last seven decades. Consequently, today is the last day our church body will be called Mission Road Bible Church. The name of our church was adopted in 1998 under the leadership of Pastor Rod Gertson. Previous name was Southwest Bible Church. Our name contains three significant parts, and I want to talk about those parts from backward to the front. First of all, church. The New Testament identifies a church as a gathering of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus founded his church and said he will build it until he returns. Secondly, we are a Bible church. This is our intentional, unabashed, and unashamed declaration that God's word, the Bible, is our authority and the only life-giving source for the truth of God, from God, and about God. Just listen one final time in these halls to our mission statement and how it climaxes. We exist to magnify God and spread a passion for his glory by making disciples and shepherding them to value Jesus Christ above all else in every dimension of life as regulated by the word of God. And third, we're a Bible church that meets on Mission Road. Altogether, these three parts become Mission Road Bible Church. That first part changes at the end of this service. This afternoon, we will no longer be Mission Road Bible Church, but Emmanuel Bible Church, celebrating the fact that we are a Bible church and forever celebrating the fact that God is with us. Much more to say about our new name in coming weeks. For our gathering today, though, it falls to you. It falls to us. This congregation in 2026, in God's providential history, that he's called us to bid goodbye to this building in which the gospel of Jesus Christ has been faithfully preached, as Mike said, for 68 years without variance, without gap, without lapse. Our building, this facility here on Mission Road in the city of Prairie Village, this building in which we now sit, has served us and has served previous generations remarkably well. Generations of children have learned about our great God and the truth of the gospel in these walls. Think of the students who've been led to know and serve Christ in our youth ministries, in the offices and in the hallways and in every square foot of this facility, discipleship and counseling have taken place. Consider how many have been baptized here behind me, celebrating their newness of life in Christ. Innumerable activities, wedding showers, baby showers, Bible studies, men's ministries, women's ministries, music ministries, concerts have all echoed in these walls. I think of how many weddings and funerals have taken place where you sit. So many beginnings and farewells. Maybe most importantly, from this pulpit and from every classroom in this building for 68 years, God's word has been preached and believed. Lives have been changed in this building. But we've come to an inflection point. The life of our church has come to a crossroads. We have very simply outgrown this building. And the constraints that this building has pressed on us here on Mission Road have impacted our ministry efforts, our biblical responsibilities to equip the saints for the work of service. We just don't have room to do that anymore. So we're moving. But can we all have just a moment to say with honesty with each other, this is not an easy goodbye. We've loved gathering here on Mission Road together. And the only way to maintain proper perspective with this move is to remember that we have been rehearsing a truth for months now since making our decision to move across town, and that is this. The building here at 7820 Mission Road is a facility. And facilities exist for one principal reason, to facilitate. This building has indeed served its purpose. It's run its course. It has for 68 unbroken years facilitated the congregations who have met here, who've gathered here to worship God, to equip believers, to evangelize the lost. But this building is much like a microscope and a telescope. It has been something intended to magnify something and someone else. Microscopes and telescopes should not be honored for what they are, but what they point to. So has this facility pointed to a great God, a sufficient Savior, and the amazing glories of Christ revealed to us in His Word. You've been provided this morning a timeline. If you want to pull that out for a moment, I think it is worth this historical moment to reflect on that timeline. I put together this little abridged history, and I could not have done it without all of the input from Dr. Richard Oakes. As Mike said, Richard and Patty were married right there in 1963. Follow along God's providence in this timeline. In 1951, Central Bible Church decides to establish a new assembly in the southern part of the city. This was south and west of the city. There was nothing south of us. November 1st, 1953, approximately 40 families from Central Bible Church volunteer to leave and establish this new church. In 1956, Daryl Handel becomes the first senior pastor of Central Bible Church South. That was the first name. In 1956 of April, April of 1956, the elders enter a purchase agreement to buy 7820 Mission Road from Philip Oldberg. On December 15th, 1957, the groundbreaking ceremony took place. You're going to see a little bit of video of that later. On November 23rd, 1958, the building in which you sit was completed and Southwest Bible Church was inaugurated. Consequently, a few weeks later, on December 7th, 1958, the church dedication ceremony took place. And I thought this was curious. Dr. Theodore Epp preached that opening service. I used to listen to Dr. Epp on Back to the Bible broadcast as a new believer. December 29th, 1963, George Darby becomes the second senior pastor. November 1968, Southwest Bible Church becomes autonomous from Central Bible Church. 1980, Calvin Blom becomes the third senior pastor. 1986, Horace Brailsford becomes the fourth senior pastor. And in 1992, Rod Gertson becomes the fifth senior pastor. In 1998, the church was renamed Mission Road Bible Church. In 2004, Mission Road Bible Church undertakes a significant renovation and expansion of the current facility. During that time, the congregation meets at Kansas City Christian School just down the street, moving back into the renovated facility in 2006. In 2011, Rick Holland becomes the sixth senior pastor. Just a little footnote. In almost 70 years, for a church to only have six pastors is an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness to the unity of this church. September of 2012, Mission Road Bible Church becomes a campus of the Expositor Seminary. August of 2024, MRBC purchases Central Seminary property in Shawnee. February 20 of 2025, Mission Road sells our property. And February 22nd, 2026, that's today, this is the final worship service on Mission Road. Looking ahead, next week, March 1st, 2026, we will become mission, excuse me. I wondered how long it would take to make that mistake, and I didn't have to wait long. We will become Emmanuel Bible Church next week, worshiping on Monticello Road in Shawnee, and then April 12th, 2026, we will have a dedication service and a grand opening. Most of the people who broke ground, you'll see some pictures and some video of that in a few minutes. Most of those people are in glory. You have to wonder what they would think sitting here if they could. Preparing for this day has reminded me that I'm temporary. I'm a transitional pastor. I am the sixth pastor here, and it already makes me think about the seventh. Five pastors preceded me, many will follow, but we also need to all remember that all of us are transitional Christians handing off ministry in this church to the next generation. We live in a long line of faithful saints. All of us are a part of God's history of this church and in this church. You are a part of that history. There will be those who come after us. And this move will serve them just as our founders served us. This building has been the only church location that many have ever known. It's sentimental. It's sentimental to me. It's sentimental to all of us. It has served us well, but God has made it clear it's time to move. Earlier, the choir sang from Psalm 103. And as we close the edifice called Mission Road Bible Church at 7820 on Mission Road, I'd like for us to grasp the central command that the choir sang that David gives in verse 2 of that passage I read in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. I did a deep dive on that word benefit in the Hebrew. It means his doings, what one's hand has done. Look at what God has done, in other words. Daniel Estes states, forgetting is the first long step towards spiritual disaster. Because when people forget who the Lord is and what the Lord has done, they fail to be grateful to him. Failure to praise the Lord then is a symptomatic problem, is symptomatic rather, of a deeper heart problem, end quote. I think it's interesting that David doesn't say, remember. He says, don't forget. Which means we should be ever in the process with each other of remembering the benefits of the Lord. When David remembers the benefits of the Lord, I think it's fascinating. He does not look to the tabernacle where he had worshiped. He does not look to the temple which his son Solomon would build. He looks to the spiritual benefits given by God that were facilitated in the tabernacle and would be in the temple. God who pardons all your iniquities, heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, and I love this, satisfies your years with good things. So your youth is renewed like the eagle. But a little later he says, for he himself knows our frame, he's mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. We're there for a moment and we're gone. I think of those founders who you'll see put up these beams and put the roof on. I don't think OSHA was around during those days. They're gone, departed to be with the Lord, and you and I will be too. James says, you are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. It's hard to see that this building is going to be gone. David says, remember, you will be too. So what are you doing for the name of your Savior? NASA's legendary flight of Apollo 13 captured the interest and fascination of the world then and since. It was the planned third lunar landing mission of NASA, but they aborted their landing on the moon after an oxygen tank exploded 56 hours into the flight. So to preserve precious energy and battery reserves, the crew took up residence in the docked lunar module. They had the Odyssey, which was the main command capsule, and they went into the lunar module to save their energy in the main capsule. There was a touching moment in the mission when they returned to the Odyssey, the main capsule, and jettisoned the LEM, the lunar module, at 141 hours and 30 minutes into the flight. When they jettisoned the lunar module where they had lived, it prompted Capcom Kerwin at Mission Control to say this: "Farewell, Aquarius, and we thank you." The LEM had served its purpose. It was time to let it go. It would be so easy to find a parallel between us bidding goodbye to this facility and thank you to this building that we sit in. There's analogous comparisons that ring true, but there's another part of the story that's never talked about. When the crew returned to Earth in the command module called Odyssey, no one ever talked about it again after they made it home. Because it too was temporary. When we get to heaven, the building here and the building in Shawnee will not matter, but the one that we've come to love and serve and worship. Today we leave the facility that has served Mission Road Bible Church, but remember this, the facility into which we are moving is also temporary, and so are we. Ah, this building has served us so well. It has been a wonderful home, but it's time to move. 7820 Mission Road has facilitated ministry for this church body for 68 years. We're moving into a beautiful facility over in Shawnee where we can continue the Great Commission. Let's resist the temptation then to be disheartened. As we look around, don't let that prevent you from looking up. Now, what I want to do is a little unique. I have the only known copy of the dedication service of this building. This is a precious piece of paper to me. But what I want you to do is to hear what these founders said as they dedicated this building to the Lord. And as I go through these, I want you to hear what the pastor said, what the people said, and then measure how faithful have those congregations been since this dedication, and I think you'll be encouraged. At the end of this, I'm going to look at all of you and ask if we can say together, as a result of what they dedicated this building to, we can say together, I'll remind you, and by God's grace, we will remain faithful. The act of dedication of Southwest Bible Church, December 7th, 1958, Pastor Daryl Handel was the pastor, and he said this: "Because we have purposed in our hearts to build a sanctuary to the worship of the true and living God and to the service of Jesus Christ our Lord, we stand for the holy act of dedication. To thy glory, O Father, to the honor of Christ the Son, to the praise of the Holy Spirit," and the people responded, "We dedicate this house." The pastor said, to the preaching of the gospel, the nurture and education of children, youth, and adults, the grace of Christian character, and the warmth of Christian fellowship, the people would say, then, we dedicate this house. For those restless, weary souls who may find their peace and rest as they come closer to God in the singing of hymns and prayer and meditation, the people said, we dedicate this house of prayer. The pastor said, toward the earnest and faithful service, search for that everlasting truth which is revealed to us in thy holy word, the people said, we dedicate this temple of truth. Pastor Handel then said, to great causes of justice, tolerance, mercy, understanding, and Christian love, and the people responded, we dedicate thy house, O God. The pastor said, to the sanctity of the home, the hallowing of a family life, and the people, we dedicate this house. To the unity of the Christian faith, the prayer of Christ, that they may all be one, that all may be one may be realized, the people said, we dedicate this house. To the ministry of the word, for edification of the body of Christ, for motivating his church in a worldwide missionary effort, the people said, we dedicate this house. The pastor had an understanding of what had come before as well. In loving remembrance of all those in Christ who have gone before us, in gratitude for all the labors and sacrifices of our fathers in the faith who have made our pathway easier, the people said, we dedicate this Southwest Bible Church. And then they all said together, listen carefully. We, the members and friends of this church, deeply grateful for the heritage which has been entrusted to us and deeply conscious of those ties by which we are bound to the Lord of all life and to each other, do covenant together in this act of dedication, offering ourselves anew to the worship and work of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then they all said, amen. Can you say with me together, as we make a commitment, I'll tell you and then we can say it together. And by God's grace, we will remain faithful. Can we say that together? And by God's grace, we will remain faithful. It's building. And the congregations that have gathered here have handed to us a baton of faithfulness. They gave us more than a building. They gave us a trajectory on which we will be faithful to remain. I trust we can all covenant together as they did to stay the course of Christ's great commission. It is most fitting that I ask Rod Gertson to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for this facility we are leaving. Rod Gertson, the pastor who I followed, will forever be, no one will beat this record, he will forever be the longest serving pastor of Mission Road Bible Church. 19 years you were here, Rod. No one will beat that after today. You are forever the winner. I just want to come over here, Rod. I just want to say how much I love this man. I could not have followed a better, more faithful servant of Christ. I'll forever be grateful to you, Rod.
I'm grateful to you. Grateful that you followed. I remember sitting and listening to Bob when I had resigned, say, talking to somebody, and he came out of his office, and I talked to him. I said, "Were you talking to Johnny Mack?" And he said, "No, Rick Holland." I said, "Bob, don't let that fish get off the hook." Let us stand for prayer. Father, what a day. What a day of fellowship and remembrance of all that you have done in spite of us. Lord, we could have messed things up royally, but Father, we thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit through his word, through the faithful pastors and elders and congregation who stood for the word of God. This is a testimony of these last 68 years. Thank you for the men at Central Bible Church who saw the need, and Dr. Walter Wilson who gave the go-ahead for this, and they built it for you, Lord, that you would be honored and glorified. Lord, as I look at this, I see this in three chapters, the Southwest, and the ministry that was there, and then on Mission Road. And now, Father, we have chapter 3 coming, and we pray your blessing on this congregation, this local assembly, as they follow the Word of God, as Pastor Rick and the elders and the leaders obey your Word. And I pray, Father, that next Sunday will be one of the great memories again, like you have created here at this church. And Father, I thank you, too, that you'd be willing to open up the bankrolls and give them that $13 million to build this congregation. Oh, what a day that would be. We don't know how much time we have left, Lord. We know that you're coming for your church. And we look forward to that when we'll all have this kind of reunion, which we see in miniature in full glory, praising your name. So, Father, thank you for allowing us to use this building. Thank you for the congregation and ministry you did in this building. And with grateful hearts, Father, we look forward to the next building and what you'll do there should you tarry. So I pray this all and thank you for the grace of God, for your provisions and all that you've given. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you say a thank you to the longest serving pastor in this building? Be seated.